Liz Erlewine is in the studios and a new exhibit opening at the Fountain Gallery on October 3rd goes through November 4th and is very interesting. This sculpture is called Clearly Confused and it features Natalie Baxter. Welcome, Liz.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
This is so incredibly creative. I went through and looked at some of the art. What are you looking forward to with Clearly Confused? Because to me, this is a whole new medium. I'd never thought about this. I was like, I adore it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this exhibition because I think that it reaches people in different ways. Personally, I'm really drawn to it. I actually have a background in art and I enjoy making soft sculpture. And that's what you'll see here is soft sculpture by artist Natalie Baxter. So she makes objects out of fabric and stuffing. She uses quilting techniques that she learned from her granny, and they're really interesting objects to come out and see. But they're also really socially charged. She's dealing with rich content that I think speaks to a lot of people in America today.
You know, I think that's to me, it was sort of this like perfect storm that it's very organic that, you know, here it is, it's, you know, learning techniques from her grandmother, but it also has, you know, some very political slant. I think there's some very creative shows that she's done in the past. So to me, I think that is just sort of this great combination and makes it incredibly interesting.
Yeah, it really is. She uses craft-based techniques, things that a lot of us do at home and that we learn from our family members that we share together. So they're absolutely is this homegrown quality to the nature of her work. It's very accessible in that way. She has exhibited across the U.S. and she's been featured in a number of national publications. So she is receiving attention on a national level for her art. So it is both craft and high art.
I'm curious about displaying this because right now you guys have a wonderful display up and it will change obviously for October 3rd, but I've seen some of her other exhibitions and sometimes it's based on the wall, sometimes it's from the ceiling, sometimes there are models and all sorts of things involved. Is that a conversation you've had with her? Or is that something that you guys sort of decide and will fit in with your space? Because I mean, we love the brick and everything at the Fountain Gallery.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, that is a challenge. You know, each exhibition space has its own restrictions and sort of features to highlight. So I've worked with Natalie through photos and floor plans, and she's actually coming out to do the install. So we'll be working through some of those ideas, and we've certainly talked about what you just mentioned. She very well may be suspending things and hanging them out into the space.
Yeah, we're looking forward. It's Clearly Confused by Natalie Baxter, and it opens October 3rd. You said the artist is coming, so will she be there at 5:30 on the 3rd?
That's right. So she's going to come out and work with us for her installation, and then we will open the gallery at 5:30 for the event. So she'll be giving a talk about her work, and that will be the first time that the public can see the exhibition.
Oh, man, that's exciting. And I know it's always something, and this is radically different than your, you know, the exhibit that came before, and I imagine there are all sorts of great plans coming up.
Oh, yeah, we always have different things going on. So Natalie's show will run into the beginning of November, and then after that, in the Fountain Gallery downtown, we will have an exhibition called Drawing Resurfaced 2, and this is a juried exhibition of contemporary drawing. It's juried by faculty here at Purdue in the Department of Art and Design, and will feature new techniques in drawing from people across the U.S.
So Natalie is coming, and I know that different things are going on in Ringel and the Powell Galleries. Tell us a little bit about when the hours are and when's a great time to be able to. I mean, this is such a beautiful time of the year, a little warm right now, but such a great time for the year. When is the Fountain Gallery open?
Fountain Gallery is open noon to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Saturdays. We're free and open to the public, so we hope that when people are out enjoying the fall that they'll pop in and see some of our offerings. The Ringel Gallery in Stewart Center is open 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Thursdays we're open late, 10 to 8 p.m. And then the Patty and Rusty Roof Galleries in Powell Hall are our student and faculty galleries at Purdue. We are open there 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with late hours on Thursday.
And again, if you stop by, you want to tag, you know, mention it on your Instagram account or log in there on Facebook, right?
Yeah, the best way to connect with us is through social media. You can find us at Purdue Galleries on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Well, Liz Erlewine, Clearly Confused sounds like a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see it.
Great. Thanks, John.